such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WND. D-Z. And the peace of Christ be with you. And welcome to Cor Ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, broadcasting from St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And welcome, Pilgrim. My name again is Jeff Hammond, and I'm a spiritual director trained in the Ignatian tradition and section representative for the Archdiocese of Chicago with the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. Professionally, I'm an educator and fundraiser, and currently I work at Chicago's first Jesuit school, St. Ignatius College Prep. And it's an honor to pray with you today. Heart speaks to heart, cor ad cor loquitur, the episcopal motto of Blessed Cardinal John Henry Newman. And what a wonderful motto for us, too, as we draw close to Christ during this hour. And as we begin, let us sign ourselves in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let us pray the Angelus. And this is a prayer which honors Our Lady's fiat, her saying yes to God's invitation to share in His plan of salvation, and let us say yes as well. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Amen. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. And let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Be it done unto me according to thy word. That is something which should inspire us to follow Our Lady's example, and especially during the month of August, which is is dedicated historically to the heart of Mary, her immaculate heart. And as we start also, I want to say, let us keep our priests in prayer. Today is the feast of St. John Vianney, the curé of Ars, and he is the patron saint of parish priests. So please, as we draw close to Jesus during this holy hour, as we petition the Lord, pray for our priests. And especially let us pray for our pastor, Father Anthony Bush, as well here. Pray for your priests as well. So the month of August dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, it's appropriate because we have a great feast that comes on the 15th. And it's actually a day of holy obligation, and that's the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So make sure you put that on your calendar, everyone, and get to church. So that is something that we have to look forward to. Also, on the 19th of the month, we are going to be celebrating a feast as well for a great champion of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, St. John Eudes. And he was born in 1601 in Normandy, France, and he was a member of the Congregation of the Oratory. And he died on August 19th, 1680, and was canonized by Pope Pius XI on May 31st, 1925. And was a big proponent of the Immaculate Heart and sought to bring people to the love of Christ and the Virgin by speaking tirelessly about their hearts. So the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And you often see pictures of that, right? Sacred depictions of both hearts often united. So again, you might want to celebrate his feast as well, along with the Universal Church on the 19th. And we are going to be praying now our offering, our daily offering, and we actually offer to Jesus our day, but it's through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And Mary is the door through which we approach God, right? She's the gate of heaven. And if we seek the Lord, we have to go through her. So as we come close to the Lord during this holy hour, think about going through Our Lady, or actually asking her to bring your petitions to the Lord. First Friday, I should say, is a special time set aside in the Universal Church, specifically dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And St. Margaret Mary Alacoque was a champion of this devotion, to set aside today for really honoring the Sacred Heart through prayer, through sacrifices, going to Mass, worthily receiving, and making reparation to the Sacred Heart. And many of us also consecrate ourselves to the Sacred Heart, which we'll do later on in the hour. So let us pray our offering. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, sufferings of this day, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world. I offer them for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, the salvation of souls, reparation for sin, the reunion of all Christians. I offer them for the intentions of our bishop and all apostles of prayer, and in particular for those recommended by our Holy Father this month. The Apostleship of Prayer is the Pope's worldwide prayer network, and many of us are members. It's very simple to become one. All you have to do is pray your morning offering and pray for the Holy Father's intentions on a daily basis. And for the month of August, the intention is for artists. So to keep that in mind always, that we're praying for artists this August. And the Apostleship of Prayer does have a website, which you might want to search, and that's the apostleshipofprayer.org, and you can find out more about the Apostleship of Prayer. And so a bit of background about the Immaculate Heart and devotion to the Immaculate Heart now I want to share with you, and it's quite beautiful in its simplicity, and it has been championed again by many pontiffs throughout the ages, and including the current Holy Father, Pope Francis, when he made a special visit to Fatima recently. And so this is very much intimately connected with Our Lady's apparitions in Fatima, Portugal, and many of us have devotion to it, and I'll talk later about how we might want us to fulfill those obligations. And looking closely at the actual devotion, it is good to focus on the heart, and especially in the scripture, in Luke's gospel, it says, "But Mary kept all these words, pondering them in her heart. And then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these words in her heart." And Pope John Paul II, Saint John Paul, said that we can say that the mystery of the redemption took shape beneath the heart of the Virgin of Nazareth when she pronounced her fiat. And so we are to take into our own hearts God's word, and to be docile to his word, and follow in her example of service, right? Of her willingness to go wherever he invites. And even though it's often difficult and beyond our comprehension to say, "Be it done unto me according to your word." And in the visions of Fatima on July 13th, 1917, Mary told the children, "To save poor sinners, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." And in a series of visions in 1925 and 26, the oldest of the visionaries, Lucia dos Santos, received a further message from Mary asking that the five first Saturdays be devoted to help make amends for the offenses committed against her heart by the blasphemies and ingratitude of men. And so many faithful set aside the first Saturdays for this. But when we come back from the break, we will talk more about this, and we will continue our hour of prayer. And again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
How long has it been since you've been on a picnic? Winds of Change is inviting you to St. Stan's Community Picnic on Sunday, August 20th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. What is a picnic without food? Ethnic plates include Hispanic, Polish, and Asian for only $6 a plate, and a $3 kids hot dog plate. And what's a picnic without kids games, music, bouncy house, and of course, great food? Bring the kids, bring the family, bring your lawn chairs and sunglasses, and an appetite for great food. St. Stan's Community Picnic, Sunday, August 20th, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. on the St. Stan's Church grounds, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Here we are sitting in the middle of the prairie at Annunciation Parish in beautiful Homer Glen, Illinois. And with me is Father Tom Loya. Father Tom, please tell us about Prairie Fest.
This is the 10th anniversary of Prairie Fest, which is a festival for the entire family where you'll enjoy music, a grand cash raffle with $12,000 in total prizes, a beer garden, animal shows, juggling, wine art, bake sale, and more.
Prairie Fest kicks off Friday, August 11th at 5 p.m. with music by Evolution Project, Piano Man, and Abba Salute. Then, on Saturday, August 12th at noon, is Family Day with kids' games, animal shows, juggling, and more. At 4 p.m., the music kicks off on Family Day. Then at 7, the Nick Lynch Band. Sunday, August 12th, starting at 11 a.m., prepare to polka with the Polka Generations Band.
While you're enjoying all of this music, food, and fun, take a guided tour of this beautiful prairie and experience the church's breathtaking interior during the Annunciation Parish Church Tours.
Only a $5 cover for those 18 and over for Prairie Fest on Friday and Saturday with free admission on Sunday. On-premises parking, just $5.
For early registration discount for the Wine Arts Studio and event schedule, visit ByzantineCatholic.com. That's ByzantineCatholic.com.
Prairie Fest, Friday through Sunday, August 11th through the 13th at Annunciation Parish, 14610 Wilcook Road, Homer Glen, Illinois.
I'm Jeff Hammond sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. And welcome back to Cor Ad Cor Loquitur, our first Friday hour dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we were talking about the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the first 5 Saturday devotions, which Our Lady asked of us all to do at Fatima. And so what are those elements? Let me go through them with you. And I know that many of the listeners already know this, but there are maybe a few that out there that have not heard of these requirements, these opportunities to grow closer to the Lord through Our Lady, and I want to share them now with those folks and a refresher for those who already know. So essentially, Our Lady promises that to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation, all those who, in order to make reparation to me on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months, maybe start this first Saturday tomorrow, go to confession, receive Holy Communion, say 5 decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for a quarter of an hour meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary. And so let's unpack this a bit. So one should also make the intention before carrying out Our Lady's request of, to make an act of reparation too. So that's important in reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, remember. And so confession can be made before the first Saturday or afterwards. And then the Holy Communion, before receiving Holy Communion, it is necessary to offer it in reparation to Our Lady. And in terms of the rosary, this is a vocal prayer said while meditating on the mysteries of our Lord's life and passion, and Our Lady's life too. And it must be offered in reparation and said properly while meditating. The 15 minutes of meditation is also offered in reparation, and the meditation may embrace one or more of the mysteries, and it may include all. There are many fine meditations that you can find online which might assist you in this. And it may include all or taken together or separately. And this meditation should be the richest of any meditation, because Our Lady promised to be present when she said, "Those who keep me company." And so, again, she promises that to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation. Final perseverance. What a wonderful opportunity, and let us avail ourselves of that. And now at this time, I'd like us to consecrate ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And this is a prayer by Pope Pius XII. A solemn act of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Most holy Virgin Mary, tender Mother of men, to fulfill the desires of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the request of the Vicar of your Son on earth, we consecrate ourselves and our families to your sorrowful and Immaculate Heart. O Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, and we recommend to you all the people of our country and all the world. Please accept our consecration, dearest Mother, and use us as you wish to accomplish your designs in the world. O sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary and Queen of the world, rule over us, together with the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, our King. Save us from the spreading flood of paganism. Kindle in our hearts and homes the love of purity, the practice of a virtuous life, an ardent zeal for souls, and a desire to pray the rosary more faithfully. We come with confidence to you, O throne of grace and mother of fair love. Inflame us with the same divine fire which has inflamed your own sorrowful and immaculate heart. Make our hearts and homes your shrine. And through us, make the heart of Christ, together with your rule, triumph in every heart and home. Amen. You might want to share this opportunity with your family and friends to tomorrow fulfill those requirements for the first five Saturdays in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You can even come down to St. Stan's and spend some time before the iconic monstrance, maybe even before before Mass, and pray your rosary here. It's a beautiful sanctuary. And you might even want to consider praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy as well. So something, again, an invitation. Our Lord is so generous with his graces, and this is another option for us in our spiritual repertoire, and invite you all to consider doing this. And now at this time in our hour, we're going to pray the Litany to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. No. And we're going to pray the Litany of the Sacred Heart at this time. And Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, our Father in heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, formed by the Holy Spirit, in the womb of the Virgin Mother, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, one with the Eternal Word, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, infinite in majesty, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, Holy Temple of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, Tabernacle of the Most High, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, House of God and Gate of Heaven, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, aflame with love for us, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, Source of Justice and Love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, full of goodness and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, wellspring of all virtue, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, worthy of all praise, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, King and center of all hearts, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, treasure house of wisdom and knowledge, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom there dwells the fullness of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom the Father is well pleased, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, from whose fullness we have all received, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, desire of the eternal hills, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, patient and full of mercy, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, generous to all who turn to you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, fountain of life and holiness, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, atonement for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, overwhelmed with insults, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, broken for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, obedient even to death, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, pierced by a lance, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our life and resurrection, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our peace and reconciliation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, victim for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, salvation of all who trust in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, hope of all who die in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, delight for all the saints, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, touch our hearts and make them like your own. And let us pray, Father, we rejoice in the gifts of love we have received from the heart of Jesus, your Son. Open our hearts to share his life and continue to bless us with his love. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque was given a vision by the Lord to have first 9 consecutive Fridays dedicated to the Sacred Heart, as we mentioned. And so you may want to come down to confession this afternoon at Sanctuary Divine Mercy here at St. Stan's, and then worthily receive the Blessed Sacrament and receiving that as a special way in honor of those throughout the world that are in need of grace and for true repentance and making an act of reparation to the Sacred Heart. And at this time, we are going to make our act of reparation to the Sacred Heart by saying sorry for all the times we've said no to the Lord. And so let us do that now. My loving Jesus, out of grateful love, I bear you, and to make reparation from all my unfaithfulness to grace, I give you my heart and I consecrate myself wholly to you, and with your help, I purpose to sin no more. Amen. And when we come back from the break, we are going to pray our examine prayer, where we are able to see where the Lord is working in our lives at this point. So again, I'm Jeff Hammond sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
How long has it been since you've been on a picnic? Winds of Change is inviting you to St. Stan's Community Picnic on Sunday, August 20th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. What is a picnic without food? Ethnic plates include Hispanic, Polish, and Asian for only $6 a plate, and a $3 kids hot dog plate. And what's a picnic without kids games, music, bouncy house, and of course, great food? Bring the kids, bring the family, bring your lawn chairs and sunglasses, and an appetite for great food. St. Stan's Community Picnic, Sunday, August 20th, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. on the St. Stan's Church grounds, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Every first Friday, Jeff Hammond sits in to host Winds of Change to talk about the First Friday Devotion. Jeff is the section representative of the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Jeff will share the history, tradition, and prayers of the First Friday Devotion. First Fridays at noon on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And at this point in our hour, we are going to pray the examine in a moment here. But first, let us dedicate ourselves anew to following Jesus Christ by praying a prayer of offering to him. And this is actually an act of consecration that comes to us from St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, the Apostle of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, I give and consecrate to you my life, my thoughts, words, actions, and sufferings. Let my entire being henceforth be employed solely in loving, serving, honoring, and glorifying you. It is my desire and firm determination to belong entirely to you, to do all for the love of you, and to renounce with my whole heart all that could displease you. Therefore, I choose you, O Sacred Heart, to be the sole object of my love, the protection of my life, the pledge of my salvation, the support of my weakness and inconsistency, the reparation of all the defects of my past life, and my secure refuge at the hour of my death. O bountiful heart, in you I place all my confidence. I hope all from your goodness. Change in me all that displeases or resists you. Let your pure love be so deeply imprinted in my heart that I may never forget you. O Jesus, I implore you by your infinite mercy, let my name be written in your Sacred Heart, for in your love and service I find all my happiness and glory in you. In your love and service I will live and die. Amen. And now let us pray our daily examine of consciousness. And this is a prayer of reflection that comes to us from St. Ignatius Loyola. I quiet my mind and my heart for prayer. Lord, I believe at this moment I am in your presence, and you are loving me. Come, Holy Spirit. I offer gratitude to God for the blessings of the day and begin by savoring my gifts, not dwelling on my problems. Lord, I'm grateful for all the ways you have shown your love to me this day. I especially thank you for these things. I review the events of the day, noticing the feelings that surface, my hopes, fears, regrets, joys, and sorrows. Lord, help me to recognize you in all the parts of my life. Jesus, I want to see. I pray from the feelings that surface, talking to God as a friend, listening with my heart for God's response of love. Lord, you have examined my heart, and you know everything about me. I look forward in hope, asking for the grace to better serve you. Lord, enlighten me so that my future choices, praise, reverence, and serve you above all else. Show me your way. Examine now by praying the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The Daily Examined, a prayerful reflection practical tool to help you remove the false boundary between prayer and everyday living. It's a way of reflecting with gratitude on the events and feelings of our day. And St. Ignatius taught that this is the most important daily prayer we can practice. It is truly a life-changing prayer, as I'm sure you've found. And now let us dedicate ourselves to the Lord by praying the Suchipe, which comes to us at the end of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius. This is a prayer of a soldier of Christ. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All that I have and call my own, you have given it all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen. So, the Immaculate Heart and the Sacred Heart united. And as we said, consider beginning First Friday devotions and also First Saturday devotions. And tonight you can come down to the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy at from 6 to 7. We're having a holy hour where will we be praying the rosary, and we will be meditating on Sunday's gospel coming up, and making an act of reparation to the Sacred Heart. And there'll be an opportunity to go to the sacrament and also worthily receive the sacrament. And so consider coming to us tonight to the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy. Mass is at 7. 6 is when the Holy Hour will begin. And then tomorrow you might want to come down again for First Saturdays to pray through Our Lady to Our Lord and to make reparation to Her Immaculate Heart. Something I wanted to start sharing, and we'll do this more after the break, is to introduce Our Lady of the Angels, whose feast was on August the 2nd. And that's known as there's an indulgence that can be earned by going to a Franciscan church and praying for the Pope's intentions and, you know, worthily receiving the Eucharist, etc., according to the rules of the church. It's called the Porciuncula indulgence, and many people avail themselves of that. But in 1635, there was truly a miraculous event that happened in Costa Rica, which I will share with you when we come back from the break. And this miraculous event led to Our Lady being crowned Queen of Costa Rica under the title of Our Lady of the Angels, which we'll get into when we come back from the break. And again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
The Winds of Change on AM 750. WNDZ, and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
There is a lot going on at St. Stan's. St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. There is Eucharistic adoration before the iconic monstrance, confessions 4 days per week, and masses in English, Polish, and Spanish. There's much more waiting for you here. St. Stan's is right off the Kennedy Expressway, just 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Find out more by going to ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org, and enter into the presence of Christ.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour of devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I was introducing Our Lady of the Angels in Costa Rica. She's known affectionately as La Negrita, the little black one, the little dark one. And in 1635, August the 2nd, a mulatta girl named Juana Pereira was picking up firewood along a river near Cartago, Spain. Costa Rica. she was not allowed to go into the main city because she was not of pure Spanish ancestry. And so there was the cross of Cuernavaca stood and kept, and basically if you were not considered of pure Spanish descent, you were not to go in. You were, it was, you know, verboten, as it were. And so anyway, she was collecting firewood, and in the part of the city where she was allowed to be in, and she found a little doll, a little image, a green stone, and maybe about 8 inches tall or so, and she, brought that home, and she went back the next day, and miraculously, the doll reappeared, and then eventually, through a series of events, it was the priest locked it away and in a cupboard, and it reappeared again. And long story short, and maybe next month I'll bring in some more details on this, the priest declared that Our Lady wished that a temple be built in her honor on the spot. So in the town that was for the outcasts, she wanted a sanctuary built in her honor. And why? Because she's the Lady of us all, the Queen of all of our hearts, which is beautiful. This was 1635, my brothers and sisters in Christ. At the center of Costa Rica, which is at the center of the Americas, the message is that Our Lady is the Queen of us all, regardless of our backgrounds, right? Whether we think that, whether you're popular or not, whether you are an immigrant or not, right? She is the mother of us all. And so, because we are all children of God, and that's what's so important to know. And so she broke into the Costa Rican culture there, and the church was built. The basilica is there, the Basilica of Our Lady of the Angels. Now, it's been rebuilt many times because of earthquakes that have happened, and but it's beautiful, and you might want to go down there. In fact, every August the 2nd, millions of people walk there from throughout Latin America, and some come from further afar, afield, like I did, actually. I've gone there many times, and it is just a glorious place, and she's not well-known, but it's my privilege to share her message with you now, and it's appropriate. It's during the month of the Immaculate Heart of Mary as well. And so, you know, she is our mother, and let's call upon her, especially in our times of need. Now, what's interesting, if we look at the fruits of her presence in Costa Rica, is it is one of the most stable democracies in the Americas. The military has been abolished, and there are people that come on pilgrimage from some of the most violent areas in Latin America. They come from El Salvador, they come from Guatemala, other places. And why do they come? Why do they walk hundreds of kilometers, if not thousands of kilometers? Why do they come? Because they know that that Our Lady has given us the message of hope. She points to her son who is in her lap. And so she's always offering to listen to us and to give us comfort. And so they come, and lives are transformed. There is a spring that appeared, and so many people, you know, take the waters there. And there's also the rock has been preserved where she originally appeared. So it's something you might want to look into, and maybe if you're ever down in Costa Rica, go to Our Lady's sanctuary in Cartago. And she's known again as La Negrita, Our Lady of the Angels, Nuestra Señora de los Ángeles. And I think that you will be grateful that you do this. As well. So it's a wonderful story. It's a wonderful message of hope that Our Lady is continually interceding for us, just as she has since the beginning, right? She has been always pointing the way to her son. And this is all connected, you know, to him. Through his Sacred Heart, and yet we honor now her Immaculate Heart during this month of August. And interestingly, on August 15th, in many parts of the world, that's Mother's Day. Okay, and so which is also a wonderful symbolic gesture to honor mothers during the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it is in Costa Rica, that's for sure. So think about your mothers on the Feast of the Assumption, whether they're, you know, pray for them, whether they're alive or dead. Have Masses said for them. Hopefully here at the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy, have Masses said for your loved ones. And come down and visit us here. We're open 24/7. The only church open 24/7 in the city. There are other adoration chapels, to be sure, but we're the only church that's open. So we need you to come down. We need you to commit to being an adorer. So think about maybe scheduling a time to do that. Maybe the Lord is inviting you to consider that right now. Also, we need you to support us, to support the sanctuary. So you heard the request earlier between the segments. Come down and make a donation in honor of your loved ones to help make sure that the doors are always open and to help to restore this wonderful sanctuary dedicated to the Lord. And as we prepare to end, let us be mindful of the many blessings the Lord has given us this hour. And I would invite you to be very concrete about those, and even make a plan of action about what is the Lord inviting you to go forward. Maybe acts of charity, maybe endeavoring to start practicing the first Friday devotions or the first Saturday devotions dedicated to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. make a firm resolution now to do that. The Lord is inviting you to something, and don't ignore it. And be concrete in what you're promising to do. Just like Our Lady, through her fiat, said, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." And for our concluding prayers, let us draw close to the Lord and pray the Anima Christi, which is often said after worthily receiving the Lord. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. Good Jesus, hear me. Within thy wounds, hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. From the malignant enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me and bid me come to thee, that with thy saints I may be praising you forever and ever. Amen. And let us pray also the Salve Regina in honor of Our Lady. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Amen. And again, the First Friday devotions will be are the first 9 consecutive Fridays. If you are able to go to Mass and worthily receive, and offer reparation to the Lord for the sins of the world, you know, there are many graces that are offered. And so we invite you to consider putting those into practice, and also joining us, each and every month here on First Fridays, as we draw close to the Lord and listen to what he has to say. And we pray for those that are in need. And again, this Feast of St. John Vianney, I ask you, I implore you to please pray for your priests. They need your prayers, and let them know that you are praying for them always. That makes a huge, huge difference in their lives. And so often we think that that isn't an important thing to say, but it is, because it's the dearest thing we can do. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Peace be with you. Thank you.
words that you say when right from wrong has become so obscure, it does not take that long. Can you see?